she was still, I mean, they were still gonna, I don't think they told her about the reading of the x-rays. They probably might not tell her.
Yeah.
But her husband was supposed to have gotten here at noon today, and they wouldn't, she told them not to call him because she was afraid it would frighten him and he might have an accident before he got home.
Let's see, if someone's spoiled, say, you might say, he's going to have trouble.
That kid's spoiled rotten, or she's spoiled rotten.
Okay.
That's about the way
what do you call trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Okay. If you have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big...
Had a good yield, or a big good crop.
Okay. And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on land, you say, you did what? What have you done?
Cleared it off.
Okay. And the second cutting of a clover or grass, or what do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring?
What do you call it?
Mm-hmm. Like the aftermath or lattermath?
Yes.
Okay. And the wheat is tied up into what?
Wheat.
Yeah.
Tied into bundles.
Okay. And the bundles or sheaves are piled up into a...
shock.
Okay. And we raised 40 of wheat in an acre. 40
bushels of wheat
today. And what have you got to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What have you got to do to oats, did you say?
Yeah, to get the grain out.
Well,
or out of the wheat to get the...
Well, they always have what you call a thrashing machine.
Okay, so you'd say that.
We used to have the thrashers to come to our place when I was a girl, and I generally had to carry water to them.
So you'd say the oats are...
Now, we didn't raise too many oats. We raised wheat mostly.
Okay, but using the verb thrash, you'd say that the oats are...
thrashed out.
Okay, and... let's see, something we had to do today, just the two of us, you'd say, we have to do it, or you'd say...
Or it'll go undone.
Yeah, okay. If you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say, the job is for...
John.
If it's for you and me, it's for one of us.
Both, yes.
Okay.
Both.
If some friends of yours and you are talking, are coming over to see you, you say, are coming over.
Well, let's put a name to them, should I?
Or just using pronouns like, say, Ian. Okay, now.
Is that correct, Ian?
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Say, comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall as...
I am.
Okay.
That's am is a personal name.
Okay, comparing how tall you are again, you would say,
I'm not as tall as you are.
Okay.
not as tall as you. Generally, we just say, I'm not as tall as you.
Okay, comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than...
But I...
Okay, if a man has been running into... has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is blank, he could go.
2 miles were as far as he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say,
it's mine.
Okay. If it belongs to both of us, you say,
ours.
Okay. If to them,
both of us.
Okay. Or if it belongs to him,
it's his individual.
And if it belongs to her, it's okay. People have been to visit you and they are about to leave. You say to them, come back again.
You folks, we say folks.